The Pitch Sider. Pitch side for every game.
Hello and welcome back to the Pitch Sider podcast. Hope you've been well. Been a while since we've last recorded an episode, but we're back now after an extended break and here to see you through the until the end of the season and beyond. We do go into some of the summer and then we might take another break. But yeah, we're back now for weekly podcasts. So there's been a lot going on in the world of football since we haven't recorded. So we'll give you an update of sort of all the leagues as they are with all the tables and go through the results from this weekend. And yeah, next week we'll obviously go through the Champions League. And yeah, we've got a bit of breaking news as of today as well. So let's start with the Premier League. And obviously the news has come from the Premier League. And this is from Everton. This is Everton have been deducted 2 points for their second breach of Premier League financial rules. Profit and sustainability rules permit clubs to lose £105 million over 3 years. And an independent commission has found Everton has breached that by £16 million for the three-year period to 2022 to 2023. They only dropped 1 point to 16th place and now 2 points above the relegation zone. The Toffees have been had a 10-point deduction reduced to 6 in February for 3 years to the 2021 and 2022. Everton said the club will appeal against the decision. The Merseyside club could face further point deductions in relegation to investment costs associated with the building of the club's new stadium. Brownlee Moor Dock through an issue that is unlikely to be resolved by the end of the season. In reasons, the independent commission said the Premier League have asked for a 5-point deduction from the club. The commission decided that any breaches justify a 3-point deduction with an additional 2 because of Everton's £16.6 million is 15.8 above the 105 threshold, which deemed significant. However, the commission accepts Everton's argument for migrated in relation to the fact the club has already deducted points this season, significant loss of revenue because of suspensions with Russian company USM and more early admission of guilt. So yeah, so this is significant for Everton in their fight for promotion, for staying in the league. Obviously 2 points of moving down position is very costly. They do face Chelsea next in the next game, so could be interesting to see. But we'll see at the end of the season, with about 5 or 6 games left to go, whether those 2 points, or in total the 8 points they've had deduction, will ultimately cost them their place in the Premier League. So let's move on to some of the scores from this weekend in the Premier League. So on Saturday, Crystal Palace played Man City when Man City won is 4-2. Villa and Brentford drew 3-3. Everton beat Burnley 1-0. Newcastle beat Fulham 1-0. Luton and Bournemouth, Luton won is 2-1. West Ham beat Wolves 2-1. And Arsenal beat Brighton 3-0. On Sunday, Manchester United and Liverpool drew 2-2. So did Sheffield and Chelsea, and Tottenham beat Forest 3-1. So yeah, some interesting games. Obviously, the significant ones was Liverpool. They dropped points against Manchester United, with Arsenal and City getting wins. So yeah, we'll see how that affects the table in a minute. But yeah, it's looking very close. So looking at the table, Arsenal are now top with 71 points, joint on points for Liverpool. And it's Liverpool's goal, it's Arsenal's goal difference, which is kept above, which is currently 9 above Liverpool. Man City sit in second with 1 point difference. And yeah, it's very tight as we draw to the end. All teams in the top three have played 31 games. So yeah, it's going to be a very, very close fight. And whether the goal difference that Arsenal have can win them the league, it'll be interesting to see. Tottenham sit in fourth, joint on points with Aston Villa, who are in fifth, both on 60 points. So they are 10 points adrift, so it doesn't look like they'll be able to challenge for the title this season. Aston Villa have played a game in hand on Tottenham, so Tottenham can draw 3 points above them and cement their fourth place. Manchester United are 11 points behind Villa in 6th, with West Ham in 7th making up the European spots. Only one difference, Newcastle sit in 8th, followed by Chelsea in 9th with a game in hand on Newcastle and 2 games in hand on West Ham. We'll get back to that in a minute, followed by Brighton and Wolves. And Bournemouth, Fulham and Palace make up the top 14, with Brentford now up to 15th, following Everton's point deduction as they move down to 16th, followed by Forest, Luton, Burnley and Sheffield. So the fight for relegation starts to sort of heat up, with Sheffield do have a game in hand, 3 points from Burnley, but it does look like Burnley and Sheffield will probably likely get relegated. Luton are fighting with Everton and Forest. There's about 2 points in this fight, so one of these teams is likely to get relegated, whether the points Everton have deducted, as mentioned, will cost them, but they do have a game in hand on Brentford, who sit in 15th. Sort of Palace, Fulham and Bournemouth, their season is sort of over now. Palace are close enough away from relegation that they aren't going to be drawn into that fight, firm enough away, with the same of like Fulham. Fulham can mount a charge to the top, maybe, depending on if fixtures go their way. But from 12th to 7th or 6th, really, there's only really 10 points in it. And what's really interesting is the fight from 10th. So Brighton sit with 43 points, and it's currently 6 points behind Manchester United. But Chelsea are an interesting case. So they do have a game in hand, which is to play against Tottenham. So a win here would take them up to 47, which is currently what Newcastle on. But Newcastle's points difference does sort of keep them away from this. But the interesting one is West Ham. So Chelsea have 2 games in hand on here and are 5 points away. So if they get 2 wins in their 2 games in hand, they could move up to 7th, which is a European spot. But yeah, Manchester United have dropped a lot of points in their last 3 games. They've got 2 points from 9. So it's going to be interesting. Whereas if you look at Chelsea's form, they have, out of the 9, they have 5 points. So slightly different. Chelsea have got some runs where they do play like the Wolves, West Ham and that. And so these are going to be very big games for them, big 6 pointers. But yeah, if you look at Chelsea's form, they've got a nice win against Manchester United in the week with 4-2, followed by a draw to Sheffield. So Chelsea's season a bit up and down, a bit like United's as well. So it's going to be interesting to see who does get these European spots. Villa and Tottenham will fight out for 4th. Probably going to go to Tottenham now, followed by Manchester United, Liverpool and Arsenal in the title fight, which we have mentioned before. So let's move on to some European football. So we'll go through all the fixtures as again over the weekend. So Friday, Frankfurt and Werder Bremen was 1-1. Lille beat Marseille 3-1. Centellari and Serraro drew 2-2. The German Bundesliga, Heidenheim beat Bayern Munich 3-2. Cologne beat Bochum 2-1. Bayer Leverkusen beat Union Berlin 1-0. Mainz and Duisburg ended 4-0 to Mainz. RB Leipzig beat Freiburg 4-1. And Stuttgart beat Borussia Dortmund 1-0. In Ligue 1, Lens and La Haye was 1-0. PSG and Clermont was 1-0. In Serie A, AC Milan beat Lazio 3-0. Roma and Lazio was 1-0 to Roma. And Empoli beat Turin 3-2. On Sunday, Hoffenheim beat Augsburg 3-1 and Borussia Mönchengladbach beat Wolfsburg 3-1. Brest and Mainz was 4-3 to Brest. Montpellier beat Lazio 2-0. Reims and Nice were 0-0. Toulouse and Stuttgart was 0-0. Monaco and Rennes was 1-0 to Monaco. And Lyon beat Nantes 3-1. And in Serie A, Bologna beat Fosson 0-0, Napoli beat Monza 4-2, Cagliari beat Atalanta 2-1, Hellas Verona lost to Gennaro 2-1. Juventus beat Florentina 1-0. As of recording this, Udinese and Inter Milan are to play as this is released. So looking at the tables, in the Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen now are 16 points clear and very likely now to win the league, followed by Munich in the second, followed by Stuttgart and RB Leipzig. Dortmund and Frankfurt make up the European spots. Mainz are currently in the playoff zone for relegation, with Cologne and Damsburg in the relegation zones. In La Liga, Real Madrid are top by 12 points, with Atletico Madrid, Granada and Barcelona. Atletico Bilbao and Real Sociedad make up the European spots, with Saudi, Granari and Almeria all in the relegation zones. In Serie A, Inter Milan are 11 points clear, followed by AC Milan, followed by Juventus and Bologna. Roma and Atalanta make up the European spots, with Frosinone, Sassuolo and Sant'Eleri all in the relegation zone. And finally, in Ligue 1, PSG are top by 10 points. Brest and Lille make up the rest of Europe for Champions League. Nice and Lens make up the European spots, followed by Lyon, Metz and Clermont in the relegation zones. So some of the headlines from Europe is Fenerbahce field an under 19 side, then leave the pitch in the Super Cup. So Fenerbahce have asked for the match to be postponed as they face a European quarterfinal against Olympiacos on Thursday. Football authorities rejected the plea. Galatasaray the lead before their opponents forfeited the game. And the match was abandoned and Galatasaray celebrated the win of the Super Cup. Ajax suffered a 6-0 defeat against rivals Fenerbahce. Atletico Club beat Mallorca on penalties to win the Copa del Rey. And Leverkusen are on the brink of the title in the Bundesliga, after beating 10-man Union Berlin. PSG rescued a late draw against bottom club Clermont. Abraham returns after his ACL injury as Roma beat Lazio. Trinabatsi fan beat cut by two games after appeal. And Mbappe hits winner as PSG win the French Cup. So yeah, that is a quick roundup of everything that's gone on in football. We'll be back next week with full roundup of everything that's gone on in the week, plus also a Champions League special as the round of 16 returns. And so we will look forward to that. So thank you for listening. I hope you've had a fantastic week. And we will look forward to seeing you next week, followed by the football. So thank you for listening and goodbye.
For all the latest news, transfers and football articles, check out thepitchsider.com. It's the place to be. Contact us on our socials. Instagram and Twitter is @thepitchsider. Or via email is thepitchsider@hotmail.com.